Kyle, personally, how
different are you feeling heading to training camp as you were opposed to last year?
Mindset really hasn't changed. I mean, I'm a little more familiar with the team, year older. You know, create those relationships throughout the whole season last year. But for me, I'm still playing the same game and built on what I did this past summer.
Blake just said in his eyes, you have the potential to be one of the best offensive players in this league. What does hearing something like that from a line mate and the captain of the team mean?
Yeah, I think for me, it's, you know, just continuing to grow and, you know, learn from those two, Blake and Scheife, and, you know, they've been so great and just so intelligent about the game and, you know, their preparation and, you know, trying to take that, take my game to the next level.
Why do you think it was so easy to find chemistry with those two, Kyle?
I think we all play a simple game, but it's effective. You know, we like to play with a lot of speed and pace to our game. You know, forecheck and, you know, coming back on the rush. But I think all three of us have that skill and the ability to make plays as well.
You've always been a guy, Kyle, where, you know, some of the real top offensive guys will kind of maybe see the ice and lay back and wait for a play to occur where you pursue the puck. Is that the way you've always played?
Yeah, I like to play the game fast, and, you know, I think speed's one of my greatest assets. So, for me, it's move my feet and, you know, staying engaged and staying on the puck.
I know Blake and Mark have talked about this summer. I think they were working out together at times. Did you get up there with them at any point in time to sort of join in?
No, I was in Michigan throughout the whole summer, and kind of ever since I've been pro, I've been with the same group, and just built on that throughout you know, the past couple summers.
There's question marks, obviously, at every training camp, and it's not necessarily carved in stone that you three together, but it seems like it's a safe bet that you will be playing with those. How do you sort of pick up where you left off with that line?
Yeah, for me, it's, you know, playing that same game, and I think, you know, working on that chemistry that, you know, we had last year, and, you know, using our speed, I think, when we're all moving our feet and, you know, on the puck, and that's and creating turnovers, that's when we're at our best.
How would you describe maybe your comfort level in coming into now your third camp? And obviously the situation is different than maybe in years past where you're kind of scratching and clawing to just earn a spot.
It's, you know, it's a little different, but for me it's, you know, the mindset doesn't really change. Like I said before, it's, you know, you still got to go out there and play every shift like you're trying to earn a spot and play with desperation. It's just, you know, part of the game.
You played big games before, but what did that playoff run mean for you personally to be able to go through that experience of getting to play three rounds in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's definitely a different step up from, you know, the regular season. You can see it's just the intensity, every play, everybody's, you know, laying on the line. It's a different type of hockey, so it's good to, you know, get some of that under your belt and, you know, just know what it takes at that level.
Kyle, you're good friends with Jack Rossovic, and obviously have played together quite a bit in the Moose organization. Where do you see his year? What do you think he can do this year? He's obviously got a lot of skill, and there's some opportunity there for someone like him.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a great year. He's, you know, he's in great shape. He can skate with the best of them, and he thinks the game really well. He's moving back to that center position. Probably feels more comfortable there, and he's, you know, he's got that skill, and he's just an all-around great player. So it's going to be exciting to see what he can do.
When you guys had as much success as you did last year as a line, is there an expectation it's only going to get tougher from here? Teams know what's coming at them maybe a little bit more and are going to try and do everything they can to obviously limit the success that you guys have?
Yeah, I think, you know, we set that bar ourselves too, and, you know, we have those high expectations going into each game. And I think if we're playing our game, it's, you know, it's going to be tough to stop.
Dude, what was your, when you look, you know, you don't live in the past, but what was your assessment of the season that you had, that the fact that you were able to translate the goal scoring to the NHL level?
Yeah, I thought it was a good year. Obviously, I think, you know, there's still a lot I can improve on, all around game, and yeah, even certain situations, you know, finishing the puck a little more and being in the right spot. I think, you know, it's something that I can improve on from last year.
You're always focused on team goals first, but I mean, what did it mean to be the leading rookie goal scorer for you last year as a guy who's always been able to produce?
It was good, but and trying not to focus on that stuff and just playing my game and, you know, working hard, and I think, you know, the results will come, goals and points and that stuff.
Do you relish an opportunity for Paul to tap you on the shoulder when you know, if your club does go into extra frame, because clearly you had some success on at the 3-on-3 last year.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a lot of space out there and be creative. And I think, you know, my style of game, you know, fits that well. And it's, it's, you know, it's good to play out there in 3-on-3.